The Disciplined Trader, Developing Winning Attitudes by Mark Douglas. If you've ever ventured into market trading, you've likely encountered a perplexing divide between what you've studied and what you actually do when real capital's at risk. It's akin to mastering swim strokes on dry land, only to be hurled into a tempest-tossed ocean. Theoretically, you grasp the techniques, the patterns, and the strategies. Yet, when the market swings against you and fear begins tugging at your emotions, that expertise evaporates. I, too, once believed trading success hinged on discovering the flawless system, the ultimate blueprint. Then, like many, I stumbled upon a harsh reality. Most losses stem not from market forces, but from the trader's own psyche. It's not a dearth of knowledge that undoes us, but our struggle to navigate uncertainty, embrace setbacks, and act with discipline rather than impulse. In The Disciplined Trader, Mark Douglas dissects this internal conflict that every trader grapples with, yet few confront head-on. He reveals the crux of it. The market isn't the adversary, we are. Our yearning for certainty, our fixation on being correct, our aversion to failure, these morph into snares that derail our decisions repeatedly. Douglas doesn't merely highlight the flaw, he charts a course toward transformation, toward a mindset that equips us to endure and excel in a realm where conventional success metrics fall short. This isn't a manual on trading tactics. It's a mental recalibration guide, a regimen for mastering the sole variable you can truly govern in the markets, yourself. The question remains, are you prepared to confront the real foe? Part 1, Introduction. Allow me to explain. When I first grabbed The Disciplined Trader, I anticipated a collection of trading tactics. However, Part 1 surprised me with a reality check. Why do so many intelligent individuals falter in the market? It seems the way we're conditioned to think and act in life, adhering to guidelines, craving predictability, can actually hinder us in the trading arena. Consider this. As kids, we're taught to follow the rules to stay out of trouble, yet the market? It ignores rules entirely. Douglas highlights that we require a totally different perspective, one that welcomes unpredictability and acknowledges our accountability for our choices. This section isn't merely a starting point. It's a revelation. And believe me, if you're even slightly intrigued about what it really takes to thrive as a trader, exploring each chapter of Part 1 in depth is essential. It's the groundwork you need before constructing anything further. Are you prepared to see what I'm talking about? Let's dive into the specifics. Why I wrote this book. Trading seems like the ultimate path to financial freedom, no bosses, no schedules, just you and the markets. Yet, despite the endless opportunities, most traders fail. Why? Mark Douglas realized that the answer wasn't found in better strategies or more market knowledge. It was hidden deep in the psychology of each trader. He saw that successful traders didn't just have a winning strategy, they had a winning mindset. They weren't paralyzed by fear, desperate to be right, or emotionally wrecked by losses. Instead, they operated with discipline, confidence, and flexibility. But here's the problem. No one teaches this. Most traders enter the market thinking that technical analysis and financial news will make them rich, only to find themselves stuck in an emotional roller coaster, repeating the same costly mistakes. Douglas wrote The Disciplined Trader to change that, to provide traders with the mental framework necessary to survive and thrive in this unforgiving environment. This book isn't just theory, it's personal. Douglas lived through the brutal reality of trading failure. He moved to Chicago with high hopes, determined to master the markets, but instead, he lost everything, his house, his car, his financial security. At first, he blamed the market. Then, he had a life-changing realization. The market wasn't his enemy, he was. Fear, hesitation, and ego were sabotaging his trades. When he finally let go of his emotional baggage, everything changed. He started seeing the market for what it was, not what he wanted it to be. That shift in perspective allowed him to trade with clarity and discipline. Now, he shares those lessons so traders don't have to learn them the hard way, like he did. Why a new thinking methodology? Picture attempting to play chess from the perspective of a poker player. The tactics, the uncertainties, and the approach to achieving victory differ entirely. This is precisely what occurs when individuals apply conventional success principles to trading. They anticipate order, clarity, and consistent outcomes. Yet, they encounter disorder, chance, and intense psychological turbulence. The markets remain indifferent to your intelligence or diligence. They favor restraint, endurance, and flexibility. Douglas contends that the true obstacle in trading isn't forecasting market movements. It's reshaping your thought process. Many traders fail to see they are battling their own instincts. Constrained by ingrained anxieties and assumptions about wealth, achievement, and authority. Hence, adopting a fresh thinking framework becomes essential, since the way you've been conditioned to view work, effort, and payoff simply doesn't hold true here. Consider this contradiction. Trading appears straightforward. You observe price charts, identify a trend, and execute a trade. How difficult could it be? However, that misconception is what ensnares traders in a loop of exasperation. In contrast to a typical career, where dedication and hours yield predictable gains, trading provides no such assurances. You might earn thousands in moments or forfeit it all just as swiftly. This volatility disrupts the human psyche, sparking hasty choices, visceral responses, and self-undermining behavior. The traders who thrive are those who first conquer their own minds. They recognize that taming the market begins with taming their own emotions. That's the essence of this book, guiding traders to escape psychological pitfalls, cultivate unwavering discipline, and ultimately treat trading as the serious profession it truly is. Part 2, the nature of the trading environment from a psychological perspective. All right, now part 2 is where Douglas truly begins to shake up your mind in the most brilliant way possible. Let go of everything you believe you understand about control, predictability, and how reality functions. This part focuses entirely on realizing that the trading world is unlike anything you've ever faced. It's as if you've entered an alternate dimension where the guidelines are totally unique and, honestly, a tad wild. Douglas questions the everyday assumptions you weren't even aware you held, pushing you to face how your conventional thought processes can undermine your trading achievements. Prepare to have your safe space demolished, since this is where the serious effort kicks off. The market is always right. Picture entering a realm where your views hold no sway, where, regardless of your certainty, the surroundings churn onward, utterly unmindful of your convictions. That's the market. It pays no heed to your insights, your background, or the hours you've pored over charts. It merely mirrors the shared choices of all traders in any fleeting instant. The gravest error many traders commit is presuming the market ought to conform to their hopes. They cling to faltering trades, persuaded that prices will surely bend their way. Yet the reality bites hard. The market reigns supreme. And the quicker you embrace that, the faster you can begin crafting sensible, lucrative choices. Battling the market resembles attempting to shove back ocean swells with your palms. It's draining, entirely futile. Rather than opposing, thriving traders master riding the market's tide. They avoid wedding their hearts to their trades. When a trade falters, they trim their losses and press forward. This pivot in outlook, acknowledging the market's unerring truth, enables them to remain detached, shift swiftly, and seize prospects instead of grasping at shattered dreams. The market spurns obstinacy. It honors those who heed and adjust in kind. There is unlimited potential for profit and loss. Trading differs vastly from any conventional profession. There's no earning ceiling, no guaranteed income, nor any boundary to your potential gains. You might pocket more in one day than most see in 12 months. Sounds thrilling, doesn't it? Yet here's the twist. Just as profits know no bounds, losses too stretch endlessly. Should you disregard risk, the market will strip you bare without a second thought. Many traders dive in, dreaming solely of riches, overlooking that every move harbors an equal chance of turning sour. Hence, discipline reigns supreme. Lacking a robust risk control strategy, the market morphs into a gambling den where careless stakes inevitably spell ruin. The sharpest traders don't chase grand hauls. They prioritize steady gains. They curb risk through stop losses, measured positions, and never wagering beyond their means. It's not about striking gold with one deal. It's about enduring in the fray long enough for savvy and tactics to forge lasting fortune over time. Prices are in perpetual motion with no defined beginning or ending. Should you ever glance at a price chart, one truth stands clear. Prices never rest. Rising, falling, drifting, always shifting, seldom tracing a steady path for long. Unlike a film with its neat start, middle, and close, the market unfolds as a boundless, ever-twisting tale. This relentless flux complicates traders' quests to nail the ideal entry or exit. Many squander hours chasing that flawless instant, yet when they finally leap, the chance has often slipped away. The sharpest traders don't aim to guess where the market begins or halts. They merely surf its swells as they roll in. They spot trends as they bloom, adjusting on the fly. Rather than holding out for a pristine moment that might never dawn, they lean on likelihoods, acting based on what the market reveals now, not what they wish it might become. This nimbleness keeps them in the lead, flowing with the market instead of lagging through indecision. The market is an unstructured environment. Many folks thrive on order regulations, timetables, and precise directives steering them toward triumph. In school, you adhere to a syllabus. At a job, you abide by workplace protocols. Yet in trading, no mentors hover, no supervisors loom, and no boundaries rein you in. The market shrugs whether you oversleep, ditch your blueprint, or leap into rash calls. This utter absence of framework proves both freeing and perilous. Lacking restraint, it's a cinch to tumble into frantic trading, tossing wild gambles, or freezing when action beckons. That's why elite traders forge their own scaffolding. They craft sharp trading maps, cling to rigid risk controls, and uphold habits that anchor them firmly. They shun whims or fleeting passions. They bank on meticulously honed tactics. Trading victory doesn't hinge on snap urges. It rests on sculpting a steady method that holds you sharp and composed. Without it, the market will grind you down and cast you aside, just as it does daily to hordes of wayward traders. In the market environment, reasons are irrelevant. Among the trickiest mental snares in trading is the urge to decode why the market veers a certain way. Traders relish piecing together price shifts. The market's climbing due to that fresh economic dispatch, or it's tumbling from shareholder jitters. Yet here's the crux. The why holds no weight. All that counts is what the market's up to this instant. Price flow rules supreme, and thriving traders move on what they witness, not on narratives or guesses. Plenty of traders squander vital moments awaiting assurance digging for motives to back their plays instead of just acting on plain cues. By the time certainty dawns, the chance has faded. The sharpest traders grasp that the market offers no apologies, no tidy tales. It sways from countless threads no soul can wholly foresee. Rather than hunting causes, they zero in on responding briskly to what the market lays bare. In trading, dawdling spells doom, and overanalyzing carves a pricey misstep. The three stages to becoming a successful trader. Every trader embarks with a vision: financial liberty, autonomy, and the rush of earning from any corner of the globe. Yet the path to triumph isn't merely about perfecting a tactic or etching chart shapes into memory. In The Disciplined Trader, Mark Douglas reveals that becoming a reliably profitable trader is a mental odyssey unfolding across three pivotal phases. The initial one is the mechanical stage, where traders lean heavily on technical guidelines and methods, convinced that victory hinges on adhering to the perfect blueprint. Here, trading seems orderly, almost mathematical. Buy when this occurs, sell when that unfolds. However, reality soon dawns. The market doesn't always bend as expected. deficits mount, and irritation festers. This is when traders discover that grasping what to do, executing it amid strain, are worlds apart. Next comes the subjective stage, where traders start seeing that the market isn't starkly defined, it's ever fluid, and stiff rules often falter. They begin relying on gut sense, interpreting the market past mere signals and patterns. Yet this stretch brims with inner turmoil. A handful of successes breed bravado, spurring careless moves. A run of setbacks fuels doubt, leaving traders wary of acting even when a prime chance glimmers. At last, there's the intuitive stage, the realm that divides novices from masters. Here, a trader sheds the grip of dread avarice. They carry out trades smoothly, handling risk with finesse and staying coolly aloof from gains and losses alike. They no longer wrestle the market. They glide alongside it. Attaining this level demands effort, yet for those who endure, it turns trading from a vexing clash into a fluid, assured craft. Part 3, Building a Framework for Understanding Ourselves. All right, until this point, we've been unraveling the wild realm of the market, correct? Yet Part 3 is where it gets truly fascinating, since Douglas shifts the focus inward. Set aside external elements for a second. This portion dives deep into understanding yourself. What are the concealed biases, deep-rooted convictions, and emotional weight that you're carrying into the trading arena? Douglas stresses that conquering your inner landscape is equally vital, perhaps even more so, than perfecting any trading technique. It's akin to constructing a house. You might possess the grandest designs, yet if your base is flawed, everything will collapse. This segment is entirely about strengthening that base. Understanding the nature of the mental environment. Many traders dive into the markets, convinced that triumph hinges solely on strategies, technical markers, or core fundamentals. Yet what escapes them is that the true contest unfolds within the psyche. Trading isn't merely about deciphering charts or heeding cues. It's about how you sense, process, and respond to market ebbs and flows. Each choice you render passes through your inner landscape, a tangled weave of feelings, convictions, anxieties, and prior chapters that sculpt your actions in ways you might scarcely notice. This explains why two traders can gaze upon the very same price graph yet spy wholly distinct prospects. One might brim with zeal and assurance, while another falters gripped by uncertainty. The divergence isn't rooted in the market, it's nestled in their outlook. Grasping your mental terrain entails recognizing the unseen currents steering your calls. If you've ever wavered before entering a trade, clung to a sinking position too long, or bailed too soon from dread, it wasn't the market nudging you, it was your ingrained wiring. The market itself stands impartial. It holds no regard for your sentiments, your fiscal aspirations, or your old missteps. It just drifts. The query remains, how are you reading those drifts? The traders who excel aren't always those wielding top-tier plans, but those who've tamed their inner reflexes. They've schooled themselves to spot fear, greed, and hesitation for what they truly are, mental mirages that demand wrangling if they aim to act with lucidity and finesse. How memories, associations, and beliefs manage environmental information. Picture this. Years back, you entered a trade during a robust climb, only to witness the market abruptly flip, erasing your whole stake. That moment etched itself into you. Now, whenever a like pattern emerges, your mind, without prompting, dredges up that bitter sting. Though today's scene differs entirely, your head ties it to yesteryear, sparking dread and nudging you to doubt yourself. This illustrates how memory ties wield sway over your market lens. They don't merely echo old happenings, they mold what you behold now. Your intellect doesn't sift pure data. It strains reality through the prism of prior encounters, feelings, and rooted tenets. That's why countless traders grapple with steadiness. Should losses dot your past, your psyche starts linking trading to ache, rendering bold steps tougher to take. Should fortune once have smiled, your mind might conjure a myth of untouchability, pushing you toward rash bets. These links brew beneath awareness, so you often miss how they steer your moves. The sole escape from this loop is to deliberately reshape your mental scaffold. Winning traders coach themselves to shed old baggage, viewing each trade as fresh, not an echo of bygone flops or wins. They hinge on odds, not personal lore. The secret to trading sharp lies in seeing the market as it stands, not as your history has taught you it ought to be. Why we need to learn how to adapt. The market is a wild, untamed creature. It doesn't abide by a playbook, nor does it heed your hopes. In one instant, a tactic that's shown brilliantly can abruptly falter. A setup that seemed flawless yesterday might spell ruin today. Plenty of traders falter since they anticipate the market to hold steady, whereas in truth, it's anything but stable. The sole sure thing in trading is that shifts will come, and those who balk at evolving will sooner or later be swept away. Still, many traders push against change, grasping at trusted methods and stiff convictions, wishing the market might somehow bow to their desires. Yet the market yields to no one. It favors those who align with its tides. The sharpest traders tackle the market as an ever-shifting riddle. They don't wed their approaches, nor tie their hearts to one trading path. Rather, they watch, dissect, and tweak based on what unfolds in the moment. This knack for staying pliant is what sets pros apart from novices. Embracing adaptation also entails shedding the craving for sureness. Many traders stumble because they yearn to foresee what's ahead. However, the fact remains nobody can tell. Trading hinges on likelihoods, not certitudes. The quicker you embrace that, honing yourself to act on what the market shows, not what you reckon it ought to, the swifter you'll build the prowess to endure and prosper. The dynamics of goal achievement. All who step into the trading realm share one sweeping aim: to rake in cash. Yet scant few pause to map out how they'll hit that mark. They lock on to the prize gains without pondering the moves needed to arrive there. That's why droves of traders grow vexed when quick wins elude them. They figure the market ought to pay out just for their presence, not grasping that trading demands skill, akin to picking up a guitar or excelling in a game. Without a clear-cut scheme to hone your trading chops, your money dreams will stay out of reach. Triumphant traders frame their targets another way. Rather than declaring, "I'll pocket X sum this month," they zero in on task-centered aims, sharpening their method, boosting their precision, taming their feelings, and upholding restraint. They handle trading as an art demanding ceaseless study adjustment. Through practical, ability-rooted goals, they build a scaffold for steady growth. They see that profits aren't a quarry to hunt outright. They flow naturally from sticking to a measured, steadfast path. Managing mental energy. Trading ranks among the toughest mental pursuits you can tackle. Unlike a standard gig where you stick to a pattern, trading demands fierce focus, swift choices, and the knack to keep your emotions steady amid tense moments. Plenty of traders fizzle out since they misjudge the sheer mind power it calls for. They perch before their monitors for ages, fixating on each price twitch, sapping their psyche, their spirit. Yet, akin to how an athlete can't shine without decent downtime prep, a trader can't judge wisely if their head's worn thin. The sharpest traders steward their mental vigor with care. They spot when their edge dulls and step away to recharge. They sidestep straight aversions, hold to a firm schedule, and value depth over bulk. They don't push trades from restlessness or need. They bide time for prime shots and strike boldly. Above all, they foster routines that bolster lasting mental sharpness, sound rest, movement, quiet reflection, and a leveled life beyond the charts. Trading's a long haul, not a dash, and those who guard their mental reserves are the ones who notch enduring wins. Techniques for effecting change. Many traders grasp what's required, trim losses fast, stick to their plan, hold discipline, yet falter when it's time to act. That's due to change not sparking simply from willing it. So, our routines, feelings, and deep-seated notions build walls, complicating efforts to shed old ways. The path to true shift hinges on purposeful mental training. One potent tool is visualization, mentally playing out winning trades, steady choices, and calm reactions. The mind blurs the line between what's real and what's pictured. So by routinely imagining strong actions, traders nudge their inner wiring to mirror that in live market moments. Another vital approach is self-knowledge. Tracking trades in a log, dissecting slip-ups, and spotting emotional sparks let traders catch ruinous habits before they grip tight. Regularly revisiting past moves, not merely for chart breakdowns, but for mental takeaways, helps traders mark flaws and nurture wiser tendencies. Change doesn't bloom in a flash. It demands steady work and focused drills. The traders who rise aren't always those with top tactics, but those who seize their mental realm, methodically forging a mindset geared for lasting victory. Part 4. How to Become a Disciplined Trader. Okay, now we've invested plenty of time unpacking the market's madness and discovering how our own thoughts can derail us, correct? Here's the thing. Part 4 is where everything clicks into place. It's as if you've been gathering the components and mastering the skills, and at last, it's time to bake the cake. Douglas doesn't simply abandon you with a pile of vague concepts. He provides a clear step-by-step guide for genuinely evolving into a disciplined trader. This section moves beyond theory. It's all about execution. It's about harnessing those psychological revelations and shaping them into practical tactics you can apply every single day. The psychology of the price movement. Picture yourself observing the market live. Prices are shifting, candles are taking shape, and traders worldwide are making lightning-fast choices. It all appears so disorganized. However, if you examine it closely, there's an order, a tempo driven not by figures but by human psychology. Price movement isn't merely about financial updates or technical signals. It's about individuals. Every upward or downward tick mirrors the feelings of countless traders responding to fear, greed, hope, and uncertainty. When the market climbs, it's due to traders' belief it will keep ascending. They purchase, driving prices higher. Yet eventually, optimism morphs into exhilaration. And that's when the snare activates savvy traders step away while the masses pursue the illusion. Next, the atmosphere changes, fear takes hold, and the pattern flips. Grasping price movement requires grasping these emotional currents. Many traders fail to see that the market's volatility isn't haphazard. It's a mirror of shared human actions. This explains why technical analysis succeeds, not because charts possess mystical qualities, but because human psychology replays itself in consistent forms. The secret to trading triumph lies not in forecasting tomorrow, but in spotting behavioral trends as they emerge. Once you cease viewing the market as a jumbled chaos and begin perceiving it as a mental war zone, you secure an advantage. Top traders don't respond emotionally to price shifts. They foresee them, placing themselves ahead of the pack before the surge strikes. The steps to success. Imagine sitting down with the planet's top traders and posing the question, "What's the key?" Their responses would probably catch you off guard. It wouldn't revolve around discovering the ideal tactic or possessing exclusive insights. They'd explain that triumph stems from mastering yourself. Trading isn't about foreseeing market moves. It's about managing how you respond to them. It's about crafting a method, a structured, disciplined mindset that keeps you steady and impartial, regardless of what's flashing on the screen. Those who falter in trading aren't always poor analysts. They're simply lacking discipline. They allow emotions to steer their decisions, pursuing gains and fleeing losses. However, the traders who excel are those who adhere to a precise set of rules, no matter the circumstances. Now, what are the actual steps to victory? Initially, you require a trading blueprint, a straightforward, methodical plan for entering and exiting positions. Lacking this, you're wagering, not trading. Following that, you must cultivate emotional toughness. The market will challenge you, unsettle you, and lure you toward rash choices. Your capacity to remain composed and follow your blueprint will shape your outcome. Subsequently, there's risk control. You're not here for one fortunate strike. You're here to endure long enough for skill and discipline to yield profits. Lastly, you need a perspective of relentless growth. The market constantly transforms, and your ability to evolve distinguishes those who profit from those who lose. Success in trading isn't about avoiding failure. It's about gleaning wisdom from each misstep and returning more resilient. A final note. Picture one truth that distinguishes seasoned traders from novices. Trading isn't about outsmarting the market. It's about conquering yourself. Many dive into the markets with grand ambitions, yet they're swiftly grounded by reality. They assume they need extra tools, a superior plan, or the ultimate key to prevail. However, the true key isn't out there in the market, it's within you. The traders who prosper are those who master their feelings, adhere to their system, and welcome uncertainty rather than dreading it. Losses aren't personal setbacks. They're the cost of the lessons the market offers. The gap between those who give up and those who succeed lies in who absorbs their errors and who keeps making them. Now, as you advance on your trading path, consider this. Are you honing in on what really counts? Are you building discipline, emotional steadiness, and patience? Or are you still pursuing fast wealth and overlooking the profound insights the market is offering? The market favors those who honor it. It's indifferent to your aspirations, your emotions, or how desperately you crave victory. Yet, if you approach it with discipline, flexibility, and a readiness to grow, the benefits will emerge. Success isn't tied to owning a flawless framework. It's about evolving into the type of trader who can perform reliably, regardless of what the market hurls your way. Closing thoughts. Mastering trading isn't just about knowing when to buy or sell. It's about staying in control when uncertainty takes over. Mark Douglas makes it clear that the real battle isn't with the market, but within the trader's own mind. Those who struggle often let emotions drive their decisions, while those who succeed have trained themselves to stay disciplined no matter what happens. The key isn't to eliminate losses, but to handle them without fear or hesitation. The best traders aren't the ones who never make mistakes, but the ones who don't let mistakes define them. They learn, adapt, and keep moving forward without being controlled by frustration or doubt. The disciplined trader goes beyond technical skills, showing that success comes from building the right habits and mindset. Those who truly absorb these lessons will not only improve their trading, but also develop a stronger, more focused approach to challenges in any area of life.